they have to have ceremony.
Sound like a trailer boy.
What? Oh, I thought I mean, she didn't have to have sex or something.
No, 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 no.
Wait a minute.
Survey's
take
not
the
that
back
bad.
Of a trailer boy.
What was the question?
No, okay, if a woman and a man want to spend the rest of their lives together, they usually get...
married.
And where do they get married?
Well, it all depends. Sometimes at a hotel.
Sometimes in Vegas.
Sometimes in Vegas, that's where I got married, in Vegas. And, you know, before I really got married, I was married several times by bellboys. What was the question?
Don't go there.
It's okay, never mind, never mind. Okay, the priest, I don't know in a Catholic church, but in a regular church, the priest preaches a
sermon.
Okay, and we pray to?
The man above.
Okay, and what are the four, first four books of the New Testament?
I don't have a clue.
Well, the four names, four men's names. Do you have any idea what they might be?
You can't remember.
Sometimes
you
can remember it.
I'm honestly, I
didn't know. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I said it's religious. I didn't go to church.
When you were at Georgia Tech, you might have checked books out at the
library.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
I never read them, but I practiced osmosis. Carried them around a lot.
Yeah, I always feel good if I check a lot of books out. Yeah. Your sister's son would be your
nephew.
And your mother's sister is your
aunt.
How about your mother's brother?
Uncle.
Okay. In the old days, did they have a different name for a person who taught who was a woman versus a man? Or were they all just called teacher?
Just teacher.
Okay.
Yes.
At a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is the
man.
And one of the women up there, not the maid of honor, but one of the others is a
larder.
Okay, or, well, some of them, you know, they're all wearing terrible dresses. They're standing up there.
Oh, yeah, all looking alike.
Yeah. Usually the flower girl is the
20,000
right?
Question. This sucker would have been down. Bridesmaid boy.
Is this the final answer? Is that
yeah.
The new deal is?
50-50.
Can I call somebody?
That's fine. Bridesmaid good?
Bridesmaid good, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's obvious. I don't go to a lot of weddings.
Yeah, I don't like
cowboy. I live out here on the ranch.
Let me ask you this. Are you trying to look for our lingo?
Yeah.
What
absolutely.
We would call... Vaughn, rephrase all those questions, because, I mean, we got different lingo than what you're asking for, because I was sitting there going, okay, is she trying to ask for what we would say or what the technical term would say?
No, whatever. Whatever is... You know, whatever you say is what I want. So...
Because we don't even know half these words.
Creative terminology is greater, you know. All right, well, if you don't know the word, that's fine, too. Just tell me you don't know it, whatever.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. What are you going to do, fail me?
He would probably call them saloon girls. I mean, it's just different ways.
Okay.
Well, that's what I said, you know, where you get married in a motel. You know, with the old man up there.
What do you call people who are related to you?
Don't go there.
Problems,
okay. How about people who aren't related to you that you know?
Friends.
Okay, sounds good. Now, what kind of house is this?
Mud house.
Okay. Can you give me a little word picture of the kinds of rooms you have in here? Like, what room is this? I'll let you answer that. I'll turn this off. Let's see.
She wants your technical term for one.
The house.
She wants your technical term. She wants what the English language says.
Because they take, she takes.